The Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a pre-recorded interview with a band called The Bombshells. We popped by their rehearsal space at Pandora's Box in East Vancouver because they're getting ready for the 2026 Bowie Ball that's happening at the Rickshaw January 10th. The Bowie Ball is such a Vancouver favorite that it's actually sold out, folks. You're just going to have to watch for people who do like a last-minute cancellation, and then you're just going to have to jump on it and grab a ticket. After the interview, we'll be playing some more local music and more bands who will be performing at the 2026 Bowie Ball. All right, now let's get started. Enjoy. Welcome, Bombshells, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Sean Stubbs, and I play drums.
I'm Siobhan Duval, and I play guitar.
I'm Mello, and I'm the singer.
I'm Michelle, and I play bass.
It's quite the reunion that we're having here, right? 15 years. Whose idea was it?
It was Milo's idea.
Yeah, it's been 15 years since our last reunion, but we did form back in 1990.
Yeah,
1990. So we've had different formations since then, but we did call
89
it,
originally, you and
I think about 1994, we disbanded and we all kind of went our own ways. And it was actually Siobhan in 2010. Who had the bright idea of doing a reunion back then, and we did that at the Rickshaw, and we did do a few shows
that
after
really
that.
Good.
Yeah, it was really good, and it was a good reunion, and then we all had other projects that we were doing. I went off to do Little Guitar Army. She was doing Duval Star.
Don't talk about it, oh, don't so many.
were doing the Shit Talkers.
Shit Talkers and Crummy.
Yeah.
And I had a band called the Vanguardians with my husband.
So we all kind of went our own separate ways.
Never stops doing what he does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I never stopped.
He's in Rat Silo, and he's doing us the honor of sitting in on drums with us for the Bowie Ball this year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being a bombshell?
I feel pretty good. I think I'm pretty enough to be in the band. Hopefully. I'm trying.
Prettiest one.
It's all about me.
I've always done the Bowie Ball with Mel's Rock Pile, which was a band that was formed for the Bowie Ball especially, and we decided to take a break this year, and I still wanted to do it, so I was just like, well, you know, let's get the band back together.
Let's get the girls back together
and see out where it goes, and we're having a good time. And so we are definitely thinking of doing some shows in the new year with the original, doing some original stuff, some of the old stuff, and maybe even throw in some new stuff. Who knows?
Yeah. Right? You know?
But that's to come. But so right now we're just focusing on doing Bowie songs.
What is one of your favorite Bowie songs? Let's go with you, Sean.
My favorite Bowie song?
Sure, I know you have lots.
There's
but
so many.
What's coming to your
There's
mind
so
at
many.
The
well, these ones, Starman is a pretty great song. Suffragette City is a pretty great song. Yeah. They're all great. I don't know. I have lots of favorites for different reasons. It's, you know, he's been around my whole life.
Yeah, he's so longer than you've been around.
Right.
Yeah, my favorite is definitely Suffragette City. Mm-hmm. And I was never the hugest Bowie fan, to be honest with you. I don't know why. Maybe it was like the long thin Duke thing kind of
maybe it was the laughing, but
but Suffragette City is effing amazing.
I like Cracked Actor. It's pretty cool.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd have to say I've played quite a few now because I've done a few Bowie Balls, and they all have their merits, definitely. I love the epic kind of
She's good at the big ones,
but definitely I would have to say Moon Age Daydream is my favorite to sing. It's the one that comes the most easily to me, but definitely, yeah.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. Be a rock and rolling bitch for you. So keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a pink monkey bird, and I'm busting up my brain. for the words. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your rake onto my head. Rest your space close to my love. Freak out in a moon edge daydream. Oh, fake it, baby. Light a real thing on me. The church of man love is such a holy place to be. So make me, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air.
Here at Pandora's Box.
That's right.
In East Van. What do you guys like about East Van?
Well, I live here. I like it because it's my home. I don't know. It's a good place to live. That you can't swing a cat without hitting another musician or an artist. So, you know, I like it.
I love East Van. I've been here for 35 years, ever since I've been, 40 years maybe, ever since I've been in Vancouver. And I just like it because people are really real and you can chat with people on the street or not, or just everybody's cool and there's lots of dogs and lots of artists and lots of weird little stores still. The only place in Vancouver that still has independent stores everywhere. So very important neighborhood.
I was born and raised in East Van, so I am definitely, it's my home when I'm here in it. There's lots of nostalgia. I can't afford to live in East Van anymore, which is ironic because it was the one place that you could afford. So I definitely struggle with the fact that I had to move out of town in order to find something affordable for me. So it's good that I stay connected with the people and the culture here and the musicians for sure.
Yeah, I love East Van. I'm back living here, and I just love being part of the music scene and being around all my friends.
Aw, fantastic. All right, now tell me about one of your songs. Yes. Which one's a gooder?
Well, a good one is either You Kill Me or Social Misfit.
Social Misfit.
Let's play both. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Leisure time to pursue the dream of every red-blooded girl in small town. The assault and seduction of an innocent young stud.
Well, it's 7:37 and I really got to wonder what my friends keep throwing away some slump up. And they ask me if I'm going ever ready. I'm left them there already when I went to them aside. I really wonder, walk on, a social misfit. Never know, it's 12:37 and I really got to wonder why these people keep staring. They keep staring up on this long-haired dude who says, like, let me, can I buy you a drink? Come on, we're gonna look. Wonder, walk on, the social misfit. I'll never know. Why go? A social misfit. I never know.
was You Kill Me and Social Misfits by The Bombshells. And if you love punk and post-punk, we have a show on CJSF called The Blurred Crusade. Check it out.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for The Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.